Speaking of business news, we're joined on the phone right now by Aaron Nelson, who heads up the Chamber for Greater Chapel Hill Carrboro, carolinachamber.org, for more information on them and the work that they do and the members of the Chamber as well. Aaron Nelson joining us with a business update for Chapel Hill Carrboro as we continue to navigate this through this crazy 2020. Aaron, thank you so much for being with us today.
I'm glad to be here. I appreciate your continued exceptional coverage of this crisis and how it's impacting our community.
Well, thank you so much. How are you holding up? I mean, this is a...
I am great. And so are you got a rock. If you meant personally, I'm well. Thanks
yes.
for asking. My kids are both enjoying taking class online. And by enjoying, I mean probably not super a whole lot, but they are managing it. My wife is teaching elementary school through the internet. And at our chamber, we've got 7 talented staff who are working hard every single day to help our businesses and nonprofits navigate this crisis to emerge successful on the other side.
What is the latest in terms of what you're seeing and what you're hearing from businesses?
It's a mix. We've discussed this before, and some businesses are really managing this very well. Pivoted appropriately, or the kind of downturn that we have benefits their business and their business model. So some folks are doing well, but it is still the case that many of our local enterprises, particularly in retail, restaurant, hospitality, are really suffering through this economic contraction and are frustrated that they can't see a clear and easy end in sight. But even with that said, beginning to prepare for the holidays, it is the time to begin thinking about buying local. I'll ask everybody out there to redouble your commitment to finding the goods and services that you need locally. We know that our community has the resources to spend. Retail sales are actually up in July in Orange County. Retail sales are up in August and September over last year's performance. But much of that is being purchased online. I encourage everybody, just like you made a plan to vote, let's make a plan to buy local this holiday season.
And those online purchases, are those benefiting local companies, or are many of us just buying stuff on Amazon?
It's probably more the latter than the former. We do have some local businesses that have set up some really nice online portals. Mm-hmm. And folks should shop at home for those local options that can make that online purchase. But a lot of it is being delivered by Amazon to Orange and Chatham counties. And that does count as retail sales, and they do pay retail sales tax. But if you want your money to really go further, choosing the local option will, of course, be your best choice.
Speaking with Aaron Nelson again, carolinachamber.org. For more on the Chamber for Greater Chapel Hill Carrboro, you and other local officials sent out a release last week. As if everything else wasn't enough, there's also been a string of break-ins, and I know of several businesses in Chapel Hill and Carrboro and across the Triangle that have dealt with this specifically over the last few months. And there was a bit of a spike in that just in the last couple of weeks with businesses being
yes.
broken into. So what should folks know?
Sure. And early on, we had worried that it would be empty businesses that would be broken into, that if folks were closed because of COVID, they'd see break-ins. We actually weathered that pretty well. These break-ins are of active enterprises, and they're all over our community. It is not centralized in any particular location. But combining Chapel Hill and Carrboro, we've had 10 breaking of the front door, breaking of window, and entering a business in the last 30 days. So what we really want, encourage people to reach out. The police department in Chapel Hill and Carrboro, you talk to Charlie Pardo in Chapel Hill or Jim Walker in Carrboro. Those officers will schedule a free business security survey. So come to your property. Let's talk about strategies for keeping you safe. But they have a set of recommendations. And for retailers and restaurants, leave the register visible from the street and open. What we don't want them is to smash your register looking for money inside. So we leave the register open. And we want to make sure everybody has a deadbolt on the front of the door, that the front and the back are both well lit. You may want to take a look at camera systems, and certainly putting up signs that say you have camera systems if you're not prepared to invest yet in a camera system. But there's a host of good advice that those police departments can share with you, and they can come out and do a walk around of your property to make sure that you're keeping it safe.
This is when it's really good to talk to the experts, because I would not have thought leave the register open, but that makes sense.
Well, I'll take you one further. Some people say leave the register open and put a $20 bill in it. The person who comes in will feel like they've gotten something, and they will now leave. The damage, the worst, is when they go looking, breaking into things, opening things, smashing things. Mm. So someone just simply breaks in, takes a $20 bill, and leaves. We'll have considered that success. So let's keep them from breaking in the first place, excuse me, by keeping it well lit and making sure that you got proper locks and possibly some surveillance.
Speaking with Aaron Nelson, and as we get into the month of November, wait for 2 days until after we're on the other side of the election. But as we get beyond that into the month of November, we're getting into the holiday season, as you mentioned, Thanksgiving, Christmas. We're also getting into the colder weather, which is going to be a bit of an issue for outdoor dining. I know restaurants are currently working to address that even as we speak. But what resources are available for businesses, and what should a resident know if they want to support local?
Well, residents should go online and see if your favorite business is open. Businesses have been updating their hours. We now know that it's getting darker earlier, which means that those evenings for dining out will be cooler. But many of our local restaurants are investing in outdoor heaters to keep you nice and warm while you are enjoying the outdoor. And as you know, a sunny fall day into winter in Chapel Hill and Carver can still be a good time to enjoy some outdoor activities. If you're missing your favorite restaurant, make plans to make that order for pickup. And again, as we are thinking about this holiday, we don't just need Small Business Saturday. We need Small Business Saturdays. Mm-hmm. So as you begin planning for the future, think about what can you buy locally? How can you find what you need here? Sometimes it takes a little extra effort, but it's worth the extra effort. These are when you invest in a local business, that money recirculates, stays here, and has real positive impact. I saw a nice quote. It said, use them or lose them in terms of local small businesses. So put your money where your house is, or what do they say? Put down the mouse and get out of your house.
Yeah.
It's time to go see your local retailers.
Absolutely. Anything else that folks ought to know?
Well, know that we are really resilient as a community. The communities like ours were late into recessions, will be early out. And to know also that if we continue to stay masked up, that if we continue to stay distant, if we continue to wash our hands and stay safe, then we will avoid future lockdowns. We can avoid future moving back into different phases. But that's within our own control here locally. I really encourage people to stay vigilant. Even when you're vigilant, you can still engage with the local business community, and they are ready to welcome you.
And again, find out more on the Chamber for Greater Chapel Hill Carborough online at carolinachamber.org. Aaron Nelson, thank you so much for being with us today, as always.
It's great to be here. Take care, Aaron.